Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Uh-oh.
Hey! We did it, everybody! Hold on, we gotta do it again. It's a Tuesday. I don't even know what the hell's going on,
it's
man.
It's a Tuesday.
We're all backwards here in the break room on CMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
Okay, so we may sound a little bit different. I can already hear it in my own voice.
Yeah.
If you are watching the live stream, you see our engineer, Derek, making an appearance, one of the rare appearances. Give him a wave, Derek. Tell him, say hi. There he is. Not like that. That's just weird. So over the weekend, thank you, Derek.
Now dance for me, boy.
Very exciting things happening in the CMF studios. All of our equipment, our board has been updated.
All new.
And we've had that board since 1932.
Yes.
Right? Like, no joke. When I broadcast from a couple of different cities
over the last few years,
once in Detroit, once in Kansas City, and I would walk into like their spare studios that no one has used in like 40 years, and the equipment that they had was 10,000 times better than what we use on a daily basis.
Yeah, because we had to replace all the tubes in here.
Every college radio station in Rochester had better equipment than we had.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, the board was made out of wood, and I'm not making that up. It was a wooden board that had Pinocchio's face on the side of it. So now we're finally, like, into, like, the modern century. But as part of all of this, as weird as we sound right now, Derek, our crack engineer who is listening right now, we had to get on the air so he can put us back to the way that we're supposed to sound, the way that you're used to hearing us. In fact, he's doing it right now, on his knees, making a face. And I know he's concentrating, but it's also making me wildly uncomfortable. Wildly uncomfortable. So, if you are catching us, everything will be back to normal the way that you're used to it by the end of the show, I promise. Right? Yeah. No, it's great. All right. So, everybody have a good and long weekend.
Oh, what a great weekend.
Okay. Great. Kimmy, how about you?
Always good when the Bills win.
Fantastic.
Oh,
and well, we do have to catch up on Tommy's picks, although we missed yesterday. We will give you a quick Mulate post-game excuse Monday recap just after 7:40 this morning. But I think I want to start this show with fear.
Fear?
Fear for what could potentially happen here in our neighborhood.
What's going to happen?
I'm not talking crime. I'm not talking drugs.
What do we have to fear?
Kimmy, did you see what is parked outside across the street when you came in this morning?
I did not see anything.
You must have missed it because you pay no attention to your surroundings.
No, Tommy and I got here like around the same time. There was
What's out there?
I didn't see anything parked across the street.
So if you walk right outside our door and look straight,
there
is, what do you call the heavy piece of machinery with the scoop bucket on the end of it?
A front end loader.
That.
That's one of those across the street.
So,
I didn't notice, and I'm I shouldn't notice that, but there is somebody in this room that should.
So it's a big digger.
Yeah.
So they said they're going to do some street work.
So, yeah, they're doing construction down here. They've been closing the roads all over the place. But the digger, the front-end loader, is there. There is a vest and a hard hat sitting on the front seat. And there are just four.
But there ain't a man in it.
No, there ain't a man around. And his mother ain't been born. It's sitting in that thingy.
He got sucked up with the rapture.
So all that's protecting this front end loader from people like you are four cones on the outside of it.
Well, that should do it.
All right.
Nobody's going to mess.
So I'm worried about you.
Me.
But you're not the only man like you that works here, because there's two other people that I could see in this building going outside and seeing if the door is open.
Okay.
It would be you.
Me.
Spisano.
Oh, yeah.
And Bo down in the country.
Because we're older guys.
I would think so. Like, I wanted to
over 50 crowd.
Yeah, I wanted to include Moose in this, but I've never heard Moose get excited about, like, heavy equipment.
No. But,
man,
I mean, I wouldn't count him out.
I'm sorry, what were you saying?
You won't get excited because there's not a man in it.
No. No man, so I'm not excited. Kimmy, we've talked on the show before about how over the moon Tommy gets when there's heavy equipment down here.
Oh, yeah. The taller, the better.
Mm-hmm. Which is,
like, you know how he feels about cranes.
Yeah, so there was a time where there was a crane across the street for like 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
And every single commercial break.
I think it was huge.
Tommy would walk outside and just stare at the crane.
Yeah, watch the guys work it.
And then he would come inside and tell us about the crane that, now keep in mind, it was still being a crane.
Yeah.
The entire time it was just a crane.
Y'all don't appreciate cranes.
What is there to appreciate about a crane?
And what it does.
What's it do?
Picks stuff up.
It wasn't, though.
It moves it.
Okay. Who cares? What are you, nine?
That's how things get done in this country.
All right.
That's why nobody wants to work anymore.
Do you have the balls to go see if that front-end loader's door is unlocked?
No, I'm not going to touch it.
Why?
Because it's like tampering.
Because you're scared ass bitch. Oh, I love Crazy Foot. I love it, but I don't want to touch it. I want another man to touch it instead. I like it when another man touches
yes,
it.
Yes, I want another man to touch it, and I'll watch.
Kimmy.
It's weird how much he wants to touch it, but he respects it too much.
No, but here's the thing. He doesn't. Well, he respects the crate. I don't think he respects the guys inside or the front of loader. I don't think he respects the guys.
I feel like he'd want to go look and ask some questions.
I got questions.
No, he's not going to ask questions. He's also too much of a bitch to go ask questions. Because here's the problem about asking questions, right? Every once in a while, you'll see like old men just standing around a construction
site. Yeah.
And Kimmy, you'll see them interacting with the guys working.
Mm-hmm.
And you might assume they're asking questions.
Yeah.
They're not. They're making statements. Because every man Tommy's age believes he knows everything that is happening on that site, everything that should be happening on that site, and the way everything works that they're using on that site. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Am I wrong? Yeah. Am I wrong?
No.
He does until the actual professional shows up.
No, because even guys Tommy's age will look at that professional. And I know there are folks that work in this business listening, 252 WCMF, 252
Crane, gawkers.
Crane, front end loader.
Heavy machinery.
Skid steer. They will look at those people, Kimmy, who have been in this business their entire lives, and tell them how they should be doing their job that day.
Are you not doing it right?
That's what I mean.
Like, you missed a spot.
You sit in a leather chair. You talk into a microphone.
Yes.
You work 4 hours minus commercial breaks when you're looking at cranes every single day. And you have the balls to walk up to that person who has done that their entire lives, feeds their family with that job, and be like, you know what's wrong with what you're doing? X, Y, Z. You're also confident that if you got in that front end loader, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
That we'll you would be able within 5 minutes to operate it the way that the man who's doing
it. Yeah, you just follow the manual.
What do you manual?
You work the gears.
You can't work your phone, man. You think that you have the ability to work? What are you doing?
He's working the manual.
Look.
Duh.
Oh, the manual has joysticks on it?
Yeah.
It's one of them joystick manuals that everyone's been talking about lately. Because, like, I feel like of the three of you guys that we named here, again, there's a front end loader parked outside. I can't believe Tommy didn't see it this morning, but this will be now what he, Scott Spisano down the hall, and Bo Jackson from the country station will focus on. You don't like conflict.
No.
And you don't like being told no.
No.
So you just avoid things.
Yes.
So you won't get in.
No.
Of the three of you guys, Spisano is the most outgoing. And I would argue, just because of his personality, he's also the most likable.
Yeah.
So I could see Scotty being the one that ends up inside that front end loader at some point.
Or getting punched.
You can't punch Scotty.
You can punch
guys,
him.
You can't punch
you
him.
You shouldn't punch him.
Don't punch
but
Scott
you
Spisano.
Could punch
do
him.
Do not
no.
punch
I'm
Scott
I'm not encouraging assault on anybody.
What are you doing?
I know.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Let's say Scotty goes outside.
Yeah.
He's talking to the folks that are working over there, right? And they go, oh, yeah, come on, get in. Do your thing. If you see him in the front end loader, will you then make a move to try and get in the front end loader?
No, but I'm definitely going to watch.
Why?
Because it's Spisano in a loader.
You want somebody else to do it.
Yes.
Which makes perfect sense.
Wouldn't go look
sense.
If Scott Spisano all of a sudden was working a piece of heavy equipment out here. You wouldn't go want to see how that ends.
He was absolutely the friend that talked his like bigger buddies into doing stuff he didn't want to do.
Because he's got to clip a gas line.
Okay. Well, why are you wishing the worst on Spisano?
I'm not. It's very dangerous out there. You got to be careful.
Okay, so that answers my second question I was going to ask, Kimmy. Do you want Spisano to be good at this, or do you want him to fail? Why?
He had the balls to be good at it.
He had the balls to go out there and get himself in the front end loader.
Yeah, balls I could do without.
I could do without Scott Spisano's balls.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
So I had an uncle who's on my mom's side from Auburn area, my uncle Dave, and he owned a piece of heavy equipment that he operated himself. That's how he earned his living his whole life.
Okay.
His whole life, right? And, like, when I was a little kid, I just thought he was, like, the coolest guy on the planet because, like, he ran this piece of heavy equipment. So I'm, like, 4 or 5 years old, and my brother would say, well, I wanted it because I thought it was, like, a big Tonka toy. So that's probably where it started with me.
Oh, my God. Kimmy, did we ask him to lay down on a couch and tell us? Let me tell you where it all began.
Large machines began.
And then we found out that he was also a raging alcoholic.
Okay.
And it didn't end well with his piece of heavy equipment.
Wait, what? Seriously?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
that's
no.
a story.
No,
oh,
no,
I don't
no.
know. Why would you finish the story that way?
No. But, you know, when you're a little kid, you're attracted to this. You didn't find like trucks and fire engines. Well, you wouldn't know because you're a little kid, maybe, but you didn't find that like when you were 5 or 6, you weren't you didn't want to look at like a fire truck or a
No,
steamroller.
Not really... like a train.
What did you? Yeah. So what did you? Wait.
What?
Were you too poor to look?
No. You had train. You live right near trains.
I live near train tracks
and planes
and the airport
and planes
and
yeah.
around the corner from
maybe
a firehouse.
Maybe you just had too much of it.
Well, no, I mean,
maxed out on trains.
So
and
what
planes.
Did you play with? Like, what were your toys?
Sports. It was all sports.
No, stuff. No. When you're 4 or 5.
Yeah, no. Like, all of my toys were, like, sports-oriented. Like, I had the starting lineup figurines. I mean, I had G.I. Joes and stuff. Like, every
what did you?
Kid.
Yeah, what did you do in the backyard?
Went and played sports. Baseball, football, hockey, all that stuff.
At like, 4?
Yeah. All right. What do you want from me, man? I'm sorry. Some of us were athletic.
Were you?
Yeah, not all of us sat around and imagined jobs we could never do because we were never tough enough to do it, I say as I played sports in the backyard.
Well, some of us happened to have people that ran heavy equipment while strung out on bourbon.
No, if we're gonna lay down on the couch and do the therapy thing, I think the reason I'm not attracted to any of this stuff is because my dad being a cop, it was always in my life. My dad's police car was in front of the house all the time. We were up at the firehouse all the time around the corner because my dad was buddies with those guys. So, like, I was just always around it. So it wasn't, like, a rare occurrence to me. I was like, okay, the police car's here again. Oh, the fire truck's there again. Oh, there's another plane over my house. Oh, here comes the train again. Like, I was just all the time.
All right.
It's like, you know, if you're the kid of, I don't know, Diana Ross. I guess that was the worst person to pick him up.
If Diana Ross was my mom, I would have so many questions.
If I'm Beyonce's daughter, there's nobody I can see where I'm starstruck. You know what I'm saying?
Aye.
Beyonce, of course, being the fire truck in this story.
Not Diana Ross.
Dude, well, what do you want from me, man?
Diana Ross.
What, is she not? She's a rock and Hall of Famer now.
She is, but it's like from my brother's generation.
Say a little prayer for you forever and ever and ever.
Do you know who Diana Ross is?
Of course.
Yes. Okay, I had to ask. Yeah.
Diana Ross and the Burrito Supremes. 252 to BCMF again. There is a front end loader that is parked outside of our building, which is a problem because every radio station, every radio show in our building with a guy over 50 on it will be distracted. Thank God we do not have windows in here.
Yeah, those guys can see it.
Wow.
I'm stuck.
Wow.
I'm in the dark here.
Like Jeremy called up a couple of weeks ago. If you're watching the live stream, you can tell where our TV is located because in the middle of discussions, Tommy will just start watching television, right? If we had windows, you would be forced to retire immediately because you would have
lose them for a little while.
Every day, Kimmy. Yeah. We wouldn't be able to do a show. We would have.
I've done shows with windows.
Yeah, I've heard those shows. Thank God there were only two other shows happening in town while that was on. Bruh, 26. We beat the other two guys. Take that, Tony Infantino. Only we lost to Tony. Tony Infantino, the front end loader of Rochester Radio.
Oh, he.
Dynamite.
Yeah.
Right? Always entertaining.
Good looking guy.
And every guy wants to be him.
Oh, yeah.
Singing songs, riding hot rods.
Full head of hair.
That's right.
And that's good Italian hair. It's thick.
You have Italian hair.
Yeah, I have very little Italian hair. I have deforestation of Italian hair.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You know, with all good, there is bad, Tommy.
Mm.
And for as good as things are with the Bills right now, they're bad, worse for a team in their division. In fact, it's so bad.
How bad is it?
That you will make more money betting on them to win the Super Bowl than their most prominent player to be the leader of the free world.
Damn.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So we were off yesterday, no post-game Monday. Obviously, the Bills get a nice gutsy win over the Colts, and things are good for the Buffalo Bills right now.
Mm-hmm.
You are 8-2. The first time since 1992, that was the last year the Bills made the Super Bowl. But even more impressive, the Buffalo Bills, as we speak, have a 5-game lead in the AFC East with the Jets losing to Arizona in embarrassing fashion over the weekend.
So they're in a rocking chair.
Yeah, right now, knock on wood, everything is good. They have a 99% chance, which I hate these things, but a 99% chance to make the playoffs. I believe they're winning the division is like 87%.
Yeah, you would have to have an epic collapse.
You got it. And as we talk about the Bills and Jets, those two teams specifically, for all the hype the Jets got in the offseason and the hate the Bills got at the same time, could not be more different. The Bills are finding ways to win with a lack of talent due to injuries.
Yeah.
We find out yesterday that Bills wide receiver Keon Coleman will be out for this Chiefs game on Sunday. That's not great. The Jets, meanwhile, are finding ways to lose despite bringing in like more talent every week. They traded for Devon Adams, Hassan Reddick, the defensive end showed up, and they continue to lose.
Everything Aaron Rodgers wanted.
You got it. And you bring up quarterbacks, Kimmy. The Bills have a confident veteran quarterback keeping his teammates' heads up in bad moments. The Jets have a miserable veteran quarterback who is openly rolling his eyes after every play that goes wrong.
Yeah.
It's funny.
You just got to think, like, he's asking himself, why did I come back? Why did I do this?
It seems there is now a dedicated cameraman to the face of Aaron Rodgers after every single play.
Oh, faces of Rodgers?
Yes, no, because you're getting it after every play that goes wrong. But the funniest stat.
What's that?
We are going to give you this morning is one that you are going to want to tell everyone when you get to work. Tommy, the Bills currently have the fourth best odds to win the Super Bowl. They're behind the Chiefs, Lions, and Ravens. And it's hard to argue against that. That's fair. The Jets, meanwhile, have the 21st best odds to win the Super Bowl. Plus 25,000.
Mm.
But that's not the funny part.
Yeah.
There's a site called Bookies. They put out odds for presidential elections.
All right.
And they have put out the odds for the next elected president of the United States.
So we're talking 2028.
2028.
All right.
As we speak, you can bet on Bookies for Aaron Rodgers at plus 3,000 to win the 2028 presidential
election.
That's
not bad odds.
Okay. Like, not as a vice president. We're talking like full on.
Leader of the free world.
President Aaron Rodgers.
Independent running candidate, okay. President Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
But I don't think you guys are fully understanding what I'm telling you right now.
Oh, I think I am.
The Jets are so bad.
How bad are they?
Not only does their quarterback, who's never held elected office, have better odds to become the president.
We'll get access to the codes for the missiles.
Then the team he is quarterbacking to win the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah.
He has almost 10 times better odds to become president than for his team to win the Super Bowl. If you were to put $100 on both the Jets to win the Super Bowl this year and Aaron Rodgers to become president, if somehow both bets hit, the Jets Super Bowl win would pay you 10 times.
Yeah, that $100.
What Aaron Rodgers would pay you if he became president.
Yeah. That's pretty insane.
Pretty insane. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. That's how bad the Jets are right now.
But I can also see him running for president.
Okay, he's not going to win.
I know, but I can see him getting close.
Well, he almost ran for vice president.
Oh, I would say Aaron Rodgers couldn't win the presidency.
Okay, let's not have a political debate about this, all right? I don't want to get into that. I don't want those phones. But, I mean, never in the history of the NFL would you have had a quarterback with better odds to become president than the team he is currently quarterbacking.
Yeah, you'd have to think about famous quarterbacks.
And I don't know if that says more about how hard it is to win a Super Bowl in the NFL or about how easy it is to become president of the United States.
Right.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. With the knowledge now that we have that Aaron Rodgers has better odds to become president of the United States in 2028 than for the Jets to win the Super Bowl. We're in a golden age right now.
Of
Buffalo Bills football knocking on wood.
Well, it's looking pretty good.
I mean, not just for the success of the Bills, because, like, teams
get the stadium being built next door, the team's on fire.
I know it's all rolling. I know you love the stadium. I don't love the
multiple
stadium.
Cranes. Going at once.
Okay. There are a lot of cranes. Yeah. I'm surprised you haven't gone to a Bills game just to get a crane look.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
It's not. Don't do that.
Crane watch.
No, I don't. Okay. Not only are the Bills doing well, right? But everyone around them is collapsing.
It's on fire.
And it's only going to get worse. Like last night, the Miami Dolphins beat the Rams in Los Angeles.
Barely.
To pull within five games of the Bills for the division.
Where you had two touchdowns between the two teams.
Yeah, last night. The Rams did not score a touchdown against the Dolphins, who have been losing in embarrassing fashion the last couple of weeks. And it's one thing for your team to be good.
Yeah.
It's another thing for both the Dolphins and the Jets. They completely mortgaged their future. They went all in on Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. The Dolphins went all in on the star players that they signed, Tyreek Hill, Jaylen Waddle, a couple of guys in the defense. And it's not working, which means there will be consequences not only this year, but next year and the year after because things didn't go well.
So they're going to be stripped out.
I mean, it kind of seems that way. So not only are you dominating these teams that pushed all their chips to the center of the table, they're only going to get worse.
So the future's looking good.
It looks amazing. Mm. It looks amazing. It's almost like karma evening itself out for all the pain we went through for 17 years. Your mic's off.
Sorry, still an adjustment.
New board, everybody.
I don't want to. I don't want to get excited yet. You know.
Okay. Look.
I'm not ready.
Look. We're not talking about Super Bowl run here.
Yeah.
We're just talking about the AFC East.
Yeah.
I am looking at the standings of the AFC East right now. The Bills have a 5-game lead on every single team in the division. Patriots are 3-7. The Jets are 3-7.
Yeah, but
the Dolphins are 3-6.
But don't you think like now your expectations are up here? So it's like you're now aiming for like that home playoff game, and you know what I mean? Like not so much like are you going to make it, you know, to the postseason? But like we want more now.
I understand what you're saying, and I don't disagree with you. But I think there's a way now, as Bills fans, as we mature, as we have seasoned ourselves into this position, to be okay with two separate things. You're right. I want that number one seed, which the Bills could go ahead and take a massive step towards with this game against Kansas City on Sunday. That would be phenomenal. Mm-hmm. But I'm also at the point where I can worry about that later and soak in the joy that is
No,
the Bills.
It's a comfortable spot to be in.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm happy with that.
You can relax, though, and enjoy the games.
I mean, last year, the Bills, on paper, according to all the experts, had a better roster. And at this point, we were 5-5.
Look at that.
Right? And we were 2 weeks away from being 6-6. The Bills have more wins right now than they did by, what, week 14 of last season?
Yeah, because they went on that late season run.
As they always do. I mean, that's the one negative potentially for this year, the way the schedule broke as we talk about the Bills, you know, first place. Again, you have better odds. If you were to bet Aaron Rodgers as the next president of the United States, we're not making this up, than the Jets to win the Super Bowl this year. The schedule does not break well for the Bills after their bye week, after this Chiefs.
Oh, I thought it was easy street.
No, because you have San Francisco, which is a weird team.
Yeah.
The Lions.
That's a tough one.
They could be the best team in the NFL.
All right. Yeah.
And then, I mean, you have the Rams.
But don't you have the Patriots twice?
You got the Patriots twice.
Twice at the end of the season.
Yes.
Like they're horrible. Weeks. And the Jets.
And the Jets again. But here's the thing about the Patriots. Here's what makes me nervous about the Patriots.
Yeah, I don't love that three-game ending to the schedule.
The Patriots, they got that new quarterback, Drake May. He's a rookie.
Okay.
He's exciting.
Yes.
He played a hell of a game the other day. I've watched him play a little bit. I mean, look.
Was this one of those guys, he's got nothing to lose? So that, you know what I mean?
He's talent.
He can play loose in the ass.
Now, yeah, I guess he's too young to know what he doesn't know.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Right? So, like, I mean, it's a divisional game. The head coach of the Patriots, he was with Belichick for years, so he knows this Bills team well. I mean, it could be one of those things where we talked about last week. The Bills have yet to have their holy crap game. Holy crap, I can't believe we lost that game.
Mm.
It felt like that was happening against Indianapolis on Sunday.
It was a slow start again. But then you kind of figured that's kind of how a lot of their games have been going. A little bit slower of a start, and then they pick it up as the game goes on.
Which, so I mean, you know.
It never felt like, you know, it was getting out of hand.
If I was the head coach of the Bills, I would simply play well throughout the whole game.
Well, that would be another option.
Right, I mean, I'm just thinking out loud here, right? But, like, as you look down the schedule, like, you lose to the Chiefs, that wouldn't be surprising. You're racked with injuries. Okay.
Mm.
You lose to the 49ers, they're, you know, perennial Super Bowl participant.
But is that...
It's in Buffalo primetime.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they got to come here.
Yeah, they do. Yes, West Coast going east is tough, plus primetime Josh. I mean, you got a lot of things going for you.
Yeah.
Right? That Lions game in the Dome on the road, 425, they look dominant. That's a scary game.
Mm.
But as you look at, like, the holy crap games, the potential you have left, Rams, two Patriots, Jets, they're going to lose one of those four games.
Yeah. Probably.
They're going to lose one of those four games.
I mean, it could also, do you think it would come down to, you know, they may not need Josh in that last game? Do they keep him out if they don't need him? If it's a game, they just...
Let's see me some Mitch.
But the only way that...
Mitch ain't no bitch. Let's do it.
For the sake of the rhymes, I hope that doesn't happen.
All right.
So two things to think about, Kimmy.
Yeah.
One, not playing Josh is not McDermott's style.
No, it's not.
Even when things are locked up, he'll throw him in for like a quarter or a half.
Sure. Yeah.
Two, if the Bills manage to get a win this weekend against Kansas City... You're now a game out of the number one overall seed in a bye week. And if you are...
I may not even.
Yeah. I mean, if you have a chance to get the bye week, or you have a chance for two home playoff games, so the one or the two seed, you have to play your starters. So...
You got to go for it.
Yeah. I mean, as much as we're in a, quote, rocking chair in the division, we're in a dogfight for the seed in the AFC.
Yeah. To get you to the Super Bowl.
Exactly. So there's where that kind of plays in, Jimmy, you know? But we're getting ahead of ourselves.
All right.
Again, Bills Chiefs Sunday... 4:25 live right here.
So it's the game of the week.
It is. It is.
Everybody's going to be watching.
Everybody. CBS will be broadcasting live from the parking lot.
That's the early show, right?
Yeah.
The noon show.
Yeah, which makes a lot of sense for the 4:25 game.
Yeah. Oh.
We're live here. Game starts at 9 hours.
No, but they start broadcasting at noon.
No, that's what I'm...
They'll be on the air at noon from Bill Stadium.
No, that's what I'm saying. But the game, like if it's a 1 o'clock game, it would make perfect sense that they're doing it all morning long, right? The game's not till 4:25, so you got to broadcast all morning long, play another football game before it, and then you're going to go to
What else they got to do?
I guess nothing. It's about that time, guys.
What's going on?
It's middle of November.
Yep.
So we in Rochester prepare for the chill mm-hmm. and the snow to show up.
Yeah.
Except.
What?
Maybe not. We may be looking at a new reality. A reality folks may think they want. But I'm here to tell you why this would be way worse than the world we've always known.
Oh, really?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. Fun fact, Tommy.
What's that?
On average, the first measurable snowfall every year hits Rochester on November 8th.
Oh.
We passed November 8th.
Yeah.
And we have not had our first measurable snowfall. In fact, on Election Day, just a few days before that, we hit 80 degrees.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. It's Rochester. Weather swings all over the place.
Yeah,
it's
sure.
It's just a little while longer before that snow hits.
We're going to get slammed.
Yeah. Story in the DNC says.
What do they say?
Not so fast, buddy. Right now. There is not a single below freezing day forecasted for the rest of the month of November. Now, it's not to say it can happen, but it's not expected. Meaning Rochester, New York, could be without snow until at minimum December.
So we could be looking at a green Christmas, possibly?
Well, okay, I mean, that is late December, so who the hell knows what happens up until that point.
Yeah.
It would be, look, in the world that we've grown up in here in Rochester, Kimmy, it would be almost impossible to imagine no snow before Christmas.
Yeah, there was always at least least a little dusting or two before Christmas.
But as we talk about a snowless November potential,
252
WCMF, 252-9263. Are we cool with this? You cool
no
with
snow?
This? No snow November.
Yes.
You're cool with it?
I hate the winter.
Kimmy, are you cool with a no snow November?
I'm fine.
Okay.
She hates it.
I can push winter off as long as possible. I'm fine with that.
Would you be cool with a no snow December?
Oh, yeah.
December's the one month where I'm cool with snow. Like, if it just snowed in December,
holiday. Sure,
maybe a little January, cool. Like, I'll take 2 months of snow. After that is when it gets, like, I'm like, okay, I'm ready for the warmth to be back now.
Yeah. You're fine with green December?
Oh, I'm fine green, period.
I don't want
snow.
I do like a snowy December.
I don't like cold.
Okay. So what are you doing living here?
And especially, I mean...
Eating.
What?
Big fan of food.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Job.
Man who makes minimum wage and lives in his wife's house. Oh, I gotta
leave. I'm struggling, man. I don't need cold on top of it.
Bro, your breasts would last you 6 years of not eating.
I mean, think of all the winter holiday activities you need cold weather. I mean, just ice skating, stuff like that. Doing anything.
How much ice skating you doing?
I'm not doing a lot, but other people
do. Most people don't ice skate.
Most people do ice skate.
No, they don't.
I bet you if you were to take a poll, the majority of Rochesterians ice skaters.
You think... The majority of Rochesterians ice skate.
I stand by my statement.
Because you ice skate.
I'm at the rinks every weekend, man. I see the open skates, man. I see what's going on out there at the Holiday Village, man. You ain't out there in it, man. So the winters have been really mild the last
year. Yeah.
Right? And it's what people like you and Kimmy, wanted. And the more we get it, the more it sucks.
Well, which is weird because you don't deal with any of it. You don't shovel.
I shovel. I'm now a shoveler.
Begrudgingly. I got it out.
You got snow in your mouth, can't get it out? Look, yes, the snow can be a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
And the temps can be brutal.
It can kill you.
But without the snow and the cold,
right. There's
no character to where we live. It's not pretty. The kids don't get the fun of the snow and the ice. It really cuts down on the activities that people wait for until it gets cold. Like, the pain of the snow and the cold and the ice brings us beauty and enjoyment. And when you get to winter with no...
The winter wonderland you're talking
about? Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. There's a song about it.
You can still string lights up and take a walk.
Look, man, if you get no snow, Rochester is just bleh in the winter.
Yeah.
The pain of the snow, the pain of the ice is worth the stuff we traditionally get out of it. You disagree.
Well, I mean, you're talking like that pristine when that first snow, when everything's beautiful. It never lasts because then it just turns to like grayish black all over the streets, all over your car.
Until it snows again, in which case it's beautiful.
It just covers up the ugh.
Yeah.
The ugh comes back.
That's life, man. Just cover up the ugh. You've been alive long enough to know that. They've been trying to cover up your ugh for years, but your ugh is fighting through the beauty. I mean, Kimmy, you understand what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Like, if you're going to give us snow, because we're going to get it at some point.
Yeah.
Like, you know. Let it be the nice time of year when you want it. You want all the ambiance.
Ambiance?
The glow of the Christmas lights and the snow.
The glow, Tommy.
The glow. The Christmas glow.
like, we had two issues at my house. We had to switch plow services.
Okay.
And my wife was thinking, maybe we go without, because everything, the winters have been light.
Yeah.
I go, you know, if we go without, what's going to happen?
Yep.
We're going to get crushed.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that you didn't believe in stuff like that. You didn't believe in jinxes.
I like to cover my snowy ass.
That means you believe in jinxes.
No, but I like to cover my ass thinking.
Fair enough.
All right, I do believe in jinx. But then I kind of wish it would snow this week because we're putting up Christmas lights and I want to get out of it. Because it's going
to
be so nice this week.
Do it eventually. Why not do it when it's nice?
I don't want to do it at all.
But you're not. I mean, that's not an option at your house.
I wish.
Okay, but you bring up a great point, along with a point that Kimmy touched on a second ago. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. On average, we in the greater Rochester area get our first snowfall, traceable snowfall, on November 8th. We're past that. Hasn't happened yet. In fact, we've hit 80-degree days in November. In fact, right now, according to the DNC, there is not a single forecasted day throughout the month of November that will be below freezing, meaning we may not get our first snow until December, and that's if it happens in December.
We might have turned into Atlanta.
There is a
Go whole, Braves.
There is a whole snow economy that will collapse and really put people that live here in a bad way. Now, you brought up the snow plowing, right? Both ones that work for the government and ones that do it commercially and residentially.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the story that you told, you are not the only house in this area that is toying with the idea of not having a contract this year because of how warm it's been the last couple.
But those guys can transition into other jobs.
Give me an example.
Like in the winter, you're saying?
Yeah, flood rescue. Right? Finding where all the bodies went.
For God's sakes.
Hey, I watched the news, man. It's not good.
By the way, you're not going to have to find where all the bodies went because it's never freezing. So they're always floating. Look, man, I'm willing to bet that more folks this year than ever are going to pass driveway contracts because of how nice it's been. And to those men and women that make money doing this in the winter that are counting on that cash, that can devastate them.
Yeah, but they're also going to get those emergency phone calls. Now they need you.
If it happens.
Then you know what
you do.
But
then you can charge more. Yeah, I mean.
Okay, but you have to count on that happening. And do you have enough time in one day to make up for a whole year of contracting?
No.
How about the ski slopes locally? Sure, you can make what they say is their own snow, but skiers know it's
what will these wealthy people do? By the way, they can make snow.
Okay, did you not hear?
What? Why can't they make the snow?
I literally
said,
I literally, before you talked, looked you in the face and said, they can make what they say is their own snow.
But people are picky.
But skiers know it's not the same.
Oh, for God's sakes. It's icy stuff.
That's the problem. Goddamn, it's
not
icy.
That fresh pow.
Yeah. It's to be, I guess, from what? Look, I've never skied before because once I get moving in one direction, I'm afraid I'm afraid to move in another direction. But my friends that ski and snowboard say that, it's just like ice on the ground. Ice on the ground.
Sounds pretty cool.
With your ice on the ground.
How fast you're going to go?
Yeah, okay.
How bad it's going to hurt when you fall.
And look, that's either going to keep people off the slopes or send them on the road to places that are actually getting snowed on. I mean, like Buffalo was getting hammered all year. Those ski resorts west. We're making a lot of money where folks here in Rochester weren't. I mean, Tommy, something as simple as mom-and-pop grocery stores can be hurt by this.
How?
Storm warnings help them.
Oh, clean a joint out?
Yeah, I mean, folks go up, they load up just in case. We've all done it. Without snow and the threat of storms.
Storms and ice.
Yes, I'm willing to bet that cuts into those mom-and-pop places' bottom lines. So you okay with mom-and-pop grocery store owners having to take their kids out of college and sell them off to the mines?
First of all, I hear college is way overrated. And yes, I'm fine with all of that.
Yes, hearing you talk and Kimmy talk, way overrated.
It will adjust. The economies, they adjust.
I love
people find other means of income.
I love guys like you who have no skin in the game and no consequence sitting calmly in a leather chair. It will adjust. Let me tell you how this will work. I can't give you specific examples, but trust me when I tell you, it will adjust.
But just to sit out and have a cigar and a cocktail in December outside would be heaven.
Yeah, they don't pay your mortgage, bro. You don't pay your mortgage.
And by the way, you already put away your patio furniture.
So no, but he's got his backup patio furniture.
We do have backup patio
Eastside ass ridiculous. Bitch ass Pittsford ass bitch. Hey, can we go get the Frank Reich of patio furniture out? Kimmy, you were going to say something.
Somebody tweeted us. James says 90% of plow contracts are done in early October.
Okay.
So I guess you would have had to make your decision.
Yeah,
most
you probably
people probably
their
made
money.
Their decision already.
Did you guys go with the contract?
Yeah.
But if you weren't around, would your wife have passed?
I think so.
Okay.
But then, you know what she wanted to do?
What's that?
She wanted me to get a snowblower.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Because I like both of my hands.
Oh, no, I'm Mr. Outside, and I know how to work heavy machinery, but I can't use a snowblower. So,
we're being such a bitch today.
No, man, I am not working as 65 years old. I'm going to get into the blowing game.
Yeah, first time ever for you, huh? I mean, no, why don't you just get a shovel?
I have shovels, but, you know, we got a long private drive.
I'm sorry. Oh, my goodness. No. What will the men with the private drive do?
I mean, I would have to put our secondary outdoor furniture out just for someplace to sit and rest while I shovel.
Where have you gone, private drive residents? The nation turns its lonely snow to you.
The snow will kill people like me. Like, it's
kind of why I'm arguing for snow.
Heart attack, snow,
yeah.
Ice. Takes more old men out than D-Day.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Bill. Hey, Billy boy, how are you, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Bill. What do you got?
You seem to forget about the money they've made for the work they haven't done for the last 2 years with plow contracts.
Okay, here we go. These damn plow contractors are bankrupting America. These guys that buy their own trucks and drive around as independent business owners.
Well, most contracts are for 10 runs a year. And okay. Probably most of them did about 5. So that takes wear and tear. That takes fuel, you know, and you have 2 consecutive years of it. I think the pilot contractors would be like, yeah, fine, don't sign a contract, because then they charge whatever they want when we do get snow, and they'll probably make the same money.
If we get snow. And no, you wouldn't. There's no way to make up that cash in 1 or 2 days, Bill. I'm telling you, it would be economically impossible.
Obviously, we've never snowplowed in a snowstorm when people flag. You can't even get down the street, man, because people are flagging you down to plow their driveway.
Wait, you did you that, can, Bill?
I have.
So if you've been in this business before, do you still do it?
I do not.
Okay. So why'd you get out of it?
It was 30 years ago.
Okay, gotcha.
This old guy.
Oh, no, I got a real job. Man, a lot of snowplow.
A lot of snowplow hate.
No, I guess what I'm asking, Bill, is if it is so profitable and they're going to be just fine, I would think a guy like you that has experience would get back in that game.
No, you're talking 30 years ago, what a truck cost 30 years ago to today.
So it costs more today.
It does.
So you would need more capital. You would need more capital to make it work, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, if there wasn't money in it, they wouldn't be doing it.
That's okay. Bill, thanks for the call.
Follow the money, and then you'll find the snow.
That's what I'm telling you, man. You still do it? No, not enough money in it for me anymore. These guys will be fine. I do. Okay, it's next break.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.